Hi everyone, welcome to Reptile Discoveries. My name is Sophie and this week you have to put up with me as it's the podcast takeover. Simon didn't really have a say in this, however Simon is still here in the background making sure this all runs smoothly and keeping me in check. We do have a new co-host joining us on the podcast. He's a good friend of ours from America called Mike. Welcome Mike, thank you for joining us today. How are you doing?
You're welcome, I'm doing fantastic. It's 70 and sunny today, so...
Yeah, it's cold where we are.
Yeah, it's very cold. Yes guys, I'm not happy, but I haven't got a choice in this.
No you don't. Just to say as well, this podcast is going to be every Wednesday, where we talk about animals and lots of various different things. I'm sure Mike's okay with that.
I'm okay with that.
And again, Simon doesn't have a say in what gets said, what gets mentioned.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah, I haven't got a choice at all. It's Sophie's podcast. She's doing this with Mike. He's a great friend of ours, so I'm sure you're going to do very well. Plus, with Mike, he's going to do very well with his knowledge with animals and cooking skills. I believe you're going to do a podcast about cooking as well.
Eventually,
yes.
So yeah, maybe even go over cooking some exotic animals that is legal to cook.
Yeah, you never know, a bit of bat, another COVID.
Yeah, you can keep your cooked reptiles over in America.
Yes we do. Only ones that's legal. I mean, there are some over here that's illegal to cook, but not too many.
You can keep them.
Right, I'm
going to
send Simon some, I think.
Yeah, bring it over. I'll cook it and I eat it. If you tell me how to cook it, then I'll definitely eat it. I'll try it. Won't bother me.
Good luck. You're on your own.
Guys, I can say Sophie is so nervous of doing this podcast. It's unreal. I've spent about 5 minutes convincing her to do this podcast. While me and Mike, what we normally do is muck around and that's what we do normally.
Normally.
Yeah.
Yes, you and Mike are more fluent than what I am. You know what yous are talking about.
Right.
So yeah. Sophie, I heard you were getting a spider.
Yes, which is not something I thought I was ever going to hear myself say. Because before I got with Simon, I was terrified of anything... any reptile, any animal, even house spiders, I couldn't deal with them. And then when I've come here and seen everything firsthand, I've held snakes, I've had, well, as you know, I had Diana, the curly haired tarantula, on my shoulder. And yeah, I asked Simon the other day if I could have my own spider, which I didn't think I'd say.
No, the reason why you got that spider is because obviously I've got 40 odd spiders and I'll be selling a lot of them. And you asked me for one and I gave you one. Have you thought of a name for it yet?
No, not yet. Because, you need to know if it's a boy or a girl.
What kind of spider is it?
It's a curly haired tarantula. Not like my spider, what I normally get out of my lives.
Okay.
It's like that. It's a tiny little... baby at the moment. I reckon you should call it Mike. Baby Mike.
Baby Mike.
Yeah.
And for if you want to see the first time she had her spider on the shoulder, there is a video on what is it, Reptile Discoveries page?
Reptile Discoveries on TikTok, Reptile Discoveries, it'd be on there.
It's also on Facebook, is it?
It's on Facebook. I believe it might be on Instagram. Don't quote me on it. I think it's on there as well. It's on. You can easily get hold of it. Dead easy.
I mean, it wasn't a great video because obviously you could tell in my face I was terrified, but.
It's like she said, you can tell it. She was very terrified over it.
Oh, yeah, but it was worth it, though.
But yeah, she overcame.
Yeah, after it was more adrenaline and I wanted to do it again. It's like with the snakes.
I think that's the great thing with the fears. If you get old, if you start to do something and you're really scared of it, just throw yourself in the deep end. I had to do it because I was petrified of spiders like 3 years ago, well, 2 years ago, should I say, and now I can pick up pretty much any of them.
Yeah, snakes don't bother me. Like, if you get a snake out now, I'm just like, oh, I'll have a hold.
See, I think growing up, like in my household, we had snakes, spiders, iguanas. So, like, I think just growing up with it, I didn't have a fear for any of them as an adult.
Yeah, no, that's a great way. Definitely if you were an adult, having no fear of them.
I think because my mum had a fear of them when I was growing up,
yeah,
it then put something in my brain to think that all spiders and reptiles are vicious and poisonous, and had a little, like, put that fear into my head a little bit that way.
Yeah, that's not a great way to go, because I think you shouldn't really do that with kids, because that make them worse later on in life.
Later on in life, yeah.
It's like, my father, he was petrified of snakes, and my mom was petrified of spiders. But they came to the conclusion, you know, if you could have a snake, I'll have a spider, and the kids can have both, so they're not scared of either one.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, everyone can overcome their fears. If they say they can't, that's...
It's mind over matter.
Yeah, definitely.
And, yeah, I'm still apprehensive about holding the spider, but the fear is not as bad as what it was.
Right.
I think definitely with spiders, because I'm still, I can have them on me, but it's, I don't want to squash it. It's hard to pick them up. I'm still trying to get around that way of picking them up from the top of them, but I'll get there. Yeah. Yeah, I normally just get a little plastic tub and scoop them up that way, and they crawl on me. I just need to find a way of touching them, not picking up from the bottom.
Yeah, like you said, I'm nervous, like I'm squishing them.
Yeah, yeah.
Gentle little things.
Yeah.
To be fair, when you put it on my shoulder, I didn't actually feel it move at all. It was only when you said that she was walking towards my head and I froze a little bit.
Yeah, because you've got another t-shirt on top of you. It's thick enough. If it's just like a thin top, you would feel it, because like on their feet, they've got like two little hooks. So.
Yeah. I look forward to mine growing up and seeing where that goes.
Yeah, it'd be fun. Especially a couple more videos I'd be holding up.
Oh yeah, we definitely have been dying back on you in the next couple of days.
That's fine. I'll roll with it.
Mike, have you ever had spiders and that on you?
Yeah, I had two rosehair tarantulas.
Oh, nice. Up.
Yep. So we always let them crawl over us.
Nice.
Mom used to hate it because they messed our couches. Their color.
So you're not able to see them.
They could get on the couch and get lost.
Oh dear.
It was fun. And I remember the night, the first time the one molted, she had a panic attack. She thought one got in, two would get out.
That does freak me out. You know, when the molt and it's just the shell, that freaks me out a little bit.
Yeah, I've caught myself out. I've scared myself where I've left the molt on the side and like woke up next morning. I'm like, damn, how's that got out? Why is it dead? Then I realise I left it there.
You left it there?
Yeah.
Yeah, she flipped out when it molted. It was hilarious, though. I wish I could have got that on video.
That would have been a brilliant TikTok. Or YouTube video.
Yeah, she was hyperventilating and everything.
So have you had any other animals, Mike?
Yep, I actually had a 3.5-foot iguana.
Nice.
She was my baby. She bit me in the wrist when I was walking one day. A whole bunch of kids came up and scared her, so I picked it up and she grabbed hold of my wrist. It really didn't hurt, but fun fact about iguanas is pretty much lock their jaws when they bite.
Yeah, pretty much like dogs. I'm lucky because my one's like just over a foot long, He's bit me, but that was my own fault. Where I've been working so much, I actually stuck my finger near his mouth and he just bit me.
Did you?
But that was my own stupid fault. It felt like where a baby hasn't got no teeth, where they gum you. That's what it felt like.
Yeah, like I said, it didn't really hurt. It was just kind of shocking to begin, you know, at first, like, whoa.
Yeah, but
I had to walk home hanging on my wrist.
I take it was a lot of blood.
Yeah, a little bit of blood out.
I've only had one running with the iguana, and that's when he was put on top of my head and he whipped us in the eye, and I was not expecting it at all.
Oh,
and I'm scared of him now.
Yeah, no, that's one thing. You shouldn't be scared of animals. No matter how many times they bite you, don't show fear. Because they will...
That is a dangerous thing about iguanas is their tails. Because they will use them.
Oh, you did.
Yeah, I need to get Buddy out in a little while because I'm trying to get him out, taming down again. But he's got his own little character to him now, so.
But every one of them builds their own kind of character up on him.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind having more, but because I've got a Savannah Monitor lizard, it's unfair to him. Rex.
I like Rex.
Yeah, everyone loves Rex.
I mean, Rex is your home. I mean, he just roams.
Yeah, he's very lucky because he's the only one what actually free roams. He's in his enclosure at the moment because it's quite cold in this room. It's unfair to him being out in a cold. It's best for him to be in a
warm environment.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I had a 6.5-foot python too growing up.
Nice. What type?
Burmese.
See, that's what I want, a reticulated or Burmese python. I'm not too sure what one to get. I'm thinking more of a Burmese because they're more calmer than a reticulate, because reticulates are more aggressive.
Yep, they are very calm.
But I'm trying to convince Sophie to let me have one eventually, not now because I haven't got a room. But
yeah, soon need a lot of big enclosure for them because they do get so big.
Yeah, I need to upgrade Rex's and Buddy's enclosures as well. So
I mean, it's almost like anything, as most things, they only grow to the size of the enclosure they're in. But...
Yeah, I want to have about an 8-foot tank by 9-foot high, something stupid, really.
We had ours, we built an enclosure in the closet for our snake. Like, she had the whole closet.
Right.
With, like, 5 padlocks on it.
That's another thing I've asked for. I've asked for my own snake as well.
I'm really shocked because where I've got Kimberly, which is really pretty, a bumblebee het ghost, out of all the snakes I've got, all you want was a normal. Which
I wanted one like Ruby, which is
Ruby is a normal royal python.
Okay.
But that really shocked me. I would have thought you would have went for Kimberly, like the...
The bigger ones scare us a little bit. Do you know when you put them around your neck and they start, like, not in an aggressive way, but they wrap themselves around your neck? That worries me a little bit if I get, like, a big snake. So if I stick to, like, one like Ruby...
Start with Ruby and work your way up.
Yeah,
I could easily go out tomorrow and get you a snake, but I did give you a choice. Like, you can buy a new one or you can wait until I've breed some.
Just rather wait until you breed them.
I used to walk around town with my 6.5-foot around my neck.
That'd be cool. I want to do that with Rex taken out in the summer.
I mean, I got pulled over a couple of times just because I'm like, what are you doing? Just take my snake for a walk. I mean, there's no law against it. You can't give me a ticket or anything.
I can see why they pulled it up, because that'd be like a bit concerning.
Somebody walking with their 6.5-foot snake. It was cool too though, because like I had a snake right by the front door. All the cops knew I had snakes, so if there was ever an issue, they would not come inside.
That's the best way.
So it's like, if I was in trouble, I could just sit aside and they're not coming in because I got a snake. I'm like, come on.
Get a snake, get a couple of spiders, that definitely won't be coming in.
Spiders,
call their
house. Yeah.
Growing up, everybody in town, we had the zoo, because we had dogs and birds and fish and iguanas and snakes and tarantulas.
You're pretty much like me, because like, obviously that's what I've got now. We do pretty much the same job. Like, you're like my twin, but in America.
In America?
Yeah.
Like, where I'm at right now, with my roommate and stuff, he don't like snakes, spiders, or anything. So, like, it's a big no-no. I think I'm putting closer in my room, though. Get one anyway.
I would. Well, I have.
I was going to say, you have?
Yeah. Where I, obviously, I'm in a shared house, and, like, people know I've got animals, but they don't know how many I've got.
Yeah.
Unless they go and find me on Facebook and every other social media, then they'd be a bit concerned.
I don't think anybody would pester you again.
No, definitely not. Definitely not.
Well, I was going to say, because they're well taken care of, and obviously, I mean, keep up on all the cleanup on the tanks and everything, because
oh, yeah.
They're not on anything, so they'll never know you had them on. And even if they did find out, I don't think they'd bother you over it.
Oh no, well, I'm downstairs, everyone else is upstairs, because like it's like technically three floors, because we're in the low part of the house.
Yeah, three floors, yeah.
So okay, do just, you know, have Rex
attack. Oh yeah, I'll just set Rex out on him.
Just unleash Rex when they're not expecting it.
Then afterwards I'll just scare him with the bird eating spider.
Right, yeah.
Just finish them all off with a bird-eating spider.
Next thing you know, you have the whole house to yourself.
That would be a bonus.
Yeah, it's a win-win. That's not a bad idea.
That would work in your favour.
Yeah. I wonder if it'll work on Sophie with a bird-eating spider.
One way of getting rid of me quick.
Light bulb.
Light bulb.
Well,
I see
Papa. Oh, I haven't just got one. I've got two, by the way. But the other one's a bit of a baby.
Good to know. You want to get rid of me quick and out the door? There's your answer.
She doesn't realise that she will be holding it, and I'm not going to tell which one it is.
I was going to say, just surprise her one day. Make sure you video it, so if she does notice it, you get the reaction.
Oh yeah, I will. I am planning this week getting out my big bird eating spider as well, so. But I want you to film it, so.
Now, are any air spiders venomous?
All spiders are venomous.
What? But like anything that would like kill you if they did bite you?
Nah. Not really.
I hope not, because I'll be old and one in a couple of days.
All I can say is, if you want to hold the bird-eating spider, it's not the venom you have to worry about, it's the bite. Mike, do you know much about him?
I don't know much about him.
Right. With bird-eating spiders, it's not the venom. They wouldn't kill you. It may stick on a little bit of a high, but the bite, their fangs are like cat's claws. Know where they retract. It's like that. Their fangs are long. People don't realise how long they are. So
maybe he's got life insurance now then, just in case.
It's that what I would worry about more than anything is the fangs. So and they do move quick.
They're not selling like, this to me, like not at all.
They're like a cat claw that like they extract and then retract.
Yeah. So, it's all fun.
You're not selling this at all to me.
No, I'll be getting out because I want to film it for one of my YouTube videos. Then, it's all fun.
Your hand in his hand, so you got to be the model walking up and down the head. Sophie.
we'll think about it. Maybe talk about that later.
I don't reckon she will. I wouldn't pester into it because that's quite a big spider.
Yeah.
That's even bigger than my hand now, so. And it's just molted. If you want to carry on holding Diana, the curly haired spider, I don't mind.
Diana's fine. I'm happy to hold Diana, but bird eating, probably not.
And I want to get out my scorpion as well. I want to start holding that, get that a little bit used to me.
I'll hold the scorpion if I've got gloves on.
I do want a scorpion.
Wow. You heard it first on here, guys. Did you say you wanted a scorpion?
Yeah, I've never had a scorpion.
I've got the Asian forest scorpion. I was going to go for the emperor, but the emperor scorpions are over £100 now.
Oh.
If I was going to get one, I wouldn't get one. I would get two or three, let them breed, then sell them. I think that'd be the best way. My Asian forest scorpion is male. They are actually quite easy to sex and all. Believe it or not, I was really shocked how easy it was to sex them.
I'll hold it if I've got gloves on.
No, that's fine. I've got my gloves out in the car. I always take them with me because you never know.
You never know.
Yeah. Plus, where I've said to you, you've heard it here first, guys, on this podcast. I am eventually going to the council and asking for a permit so I can start handling dangerous animals. So if someone's got a world dangerous animal in their house and the police need to find someone, here I am.
That'd actually be cool to do.
Yeah,
plus, I would love to.
If you ever do live out here, Mike, you have to work for me.
I would work for you.
That'd be quite cool. Yeah.
Without getting into trouble.
Oh, yeah, we won't get into much trouble.
Well, I mean, we'll be stopped quite a bit walking around with snakes around our necks.
Yeah, and dangerous animals, but I've got a permit for it.
Yeah, you'll have to look at getting a license and stuff, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it wouldn't be here. Once we move, we'll have to look into it a lot more. But yeah, it'd be worth it. Definitely been setting up as a business.
Yeah.
I mean, it would get pulled over probably 10 times to start with by different cops, and then once they get to know us, they'll leave us alone.
Oh, yeah, by far.
We don't want to mess with the snake guys.
No.
No, because you'll just go around with a venomous snake and go, boo, somebody's face. Someone you don't like.
It's like, I would love to go, like, have a cobra.
Oh, yeah, that's... I was talking to my boss at work about this. He went, would you ever have a cobra? I went, yeah. I'm like, after a little while, when you get to know, their body language is completely different to a ball python. They are very, what's the word? They're always watching what you're doing. They're very intelligent animal. That's one animal I would not muck around with. Like, I would take that serious. If I had that, that is very serious. I would make sure I've got anti-venom. I think it's every 3 to 6 months you have to change it, like buy the new one, and that's not cheap.
Yeah.
That's about 700-800 for the anti-venom.
It's like you said, that's one you have to take serious. Like, you get the ball python, you mess around with it a little bit. Because even if it does bite, it's not venomous.
Yeah. With the king cobra, like, I would train that to get that out, hold it, show it off. But you know, there's always a risk where it could easily bite you, a freak accident.
That's another thing, like, you could do business wise also if you had cobras, would be get the venom to make the anti venom.
Yeah. What's the word? Milking a snake, like.
Milk.
Yeah. There's, people don't realise, with reptiles, and you're going into business with reptiles, there's, the possibilities are endless. You can, there's so much you can do with it.
And
people don't realise.
Yeah, I want a ruby. I'll start with a ruby snake, and then build up to a Kimberley.
Yeah, people don't really. People who are listening, Ruby is my royal python. She's a normal, and everyone's in love with her. Or my Savannah monitor, they love him as well.
Yeah, there's videos also of his snakes on Reptile Discovery on TikTok.
Yeah, there's pictures all over Instagram and Facebook and everything else.
Yeah, we are across quite a few social media platforms.
If you catch him live, like a video live, a lot of times you see Rex in the background. Every now and then a spider or a snake crawling around him.
Yeah, I don't know why. Like, I haven't really been live on TikTok lately. I think where you've helped me out so much, Soph, we've been more concentrating on Reptile Discoveries, like YouTube channel, and getting out there a lot more.
Yeah.
More.
Yeah, I've come away. I ain't come away from TikTok completely. I'm still uploading once every other day, but I'm concentrating on everything else. I just want to.
It's not live as much.
Yeah, I just want to make people aware that I'm still there, but I'm doing other things.
See, eventually, I mean, once you get set up as a business, like, you can get multiple, like, tablets and phones to go live on multiple platforms.
Oh, yeah, I'm planning on doing that. I've got plenty of phones. I've got, what, 6-7 phones? I've got a tablet. You've got a tablet. I will be doing that probably the end of the year, setting up on everything and hitting live in one hit. I did say last year that I was going to do it, but I never did. But I've been thinking about Christmas, New Year time, hitting every single social media and going live in one hit.
And just do like a segment of, you know, questions and answers or something like that.
Oh, imagine. That'd be a lot of people.
That would be a lot to try and keep up with, wouldn't it, across every social media?
I think I would need someone there to read something out.
Hey, Sophie, I mean, if Sophie's at the house or you're at her house, vice versa, I mean, she can help you keep an eye on a couple phones.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea, though. Like, we'd probably be moved by then anyway.
Yeah, we are planning on moving in together. So things like that will be a lot easier.
Yeah.
And too, I mean, a lot of times you're going to get a lot of the same questions on each platform. So when you answer one, you know, it cancels out the rest of the questions.
Yeah.
Anyway, I mean, answer what you can.
Yeah, if I'm going to do this live on all social medias in one hit, it would probably be like 20 minutes to a half hour. I wouldn't do long periods because that would wipe me out. Wipe me out completely. Definitely concentrating on all social medias at once.
What?
Yeah, I'm on like, how many social medias? Like 6-7? Maybe a bit more.
I think there's about 8 in total, yeah, actually, yeah.
And I have to update them daily, pretty much.
Yeah, a lot of people don't understand. Going live, I mean, you're just sitting in front of a camera, but it wears you out.
Oh, yeah, definitely, because definitely if it's like a reptile page where you have to try and remember everything. And I've done it on a couple of lives lately where people's asked me about spiders and I'm like, I don't know. I do know, but I can't remember. And I'm like,
Not like physically draining, it's more like you said, mentally draining.
Yeah, definitely.
To be fair, you could monitor, say, 3. And then I could monitor 3, and obviously if we're getting duplicate questions, like Mike said, just answer it once.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not a bad shout. Obviously, I'm using StreamYard. I think you can go live on multiple channels as well on that in one hit.
Okay.
So I'll probably use that, then use other devices like on TikTok and Instagram where you can't use StreamYard on, and do it through that way.
Yeah.
So you make a short, you know, 2-minute video that we say the week before you go live about questions, put them up, and then any questions you want to answer from the comments, you can answer in your half hour segment.
It makes sense.
Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah.
That would probably be easier than.
And then you can, you know, you'll actually have the answers for other questions without having to think about it right on the spot.
Oh, I like doing that, though, because it's more exciting. That's not a bad idea, though. I might actually write all this down and go from there. But that's going to be later in the year anyway. I'm sure you'd probably join me with that.
Oh, I would.
On one of
yes,
the platforms. I'll probably get you in on StreamYard. You'd probably be there anyway somewhere. But yeah, that'd be quite cool.
And actually, even another good idea for like content on, say, TikTok, because you can answer, like, pull the questions or comments up.
Yeah.
And, like, make a short clip on it. So, like, simple questions, you can make a 60-second video explaining. That give you some content, too.
That's a good idea.
Very good idea.
Yeah. Where have you been all these years, Mark? I needed you last year a lot more.
Right here in America, buddy.
You definitely need to come to England.
I gotta check in. Like I told Sophie, I got a few things to check into.
That'd be fun.
It's definitely an
idea.
Definitely. So we are coming to the end of this podcast takeover now. Thanks very much for listening, and thanks, Mike, for being co-host today. You helped me nervousness a little bit.
But I could. It was fun.
And Simon as well.
Yeah, no worries.
Because you kept it flowing a little bit.
A little bit. Yeah, I think I took over more than anything. I think it's a takeover of a takeover more than a takeover.
The first episode was a takeover of a takeover.
Yeah, like, I have to do one better. It's a takeover of a takeover.
Yeah, you've always got to do one better than
Right, are we
So we'll wrap it up now, guys. And again, thanks for listening.
I'm going to say I'll see you guys on Sunday. Mike, if you want to join me on my own podcast at some point, you're more than welcome.
All right, that sounds good.
Yeah, cool. Right, I'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.